Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
New York State Assemblyman Angelo Morinello. Angelo, good morning.
Good morning. What a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
What a pleasure to have you back, and so much to talk about. And I want to start with something that's in the news because of recent events in Western New York, and that is the Raise the Age Law and the bail reform. Your thoughts on where we stand with that, and is there any appetite from people on the other side of the aisle to revisit these two bills?
Well, let's go back to the Raise the Age. What has basically happened? Everyone, you know, there's reports that crime is down. But what's happening is this. You don't report the names, and most of the time with those under 18, they're not reporting the crimes. But what has ultimately morphed into, and you're never going to get this with a statistic the way they present the statistics, but what has happened is most gangs are using the 16 and 17-year-olds to carry the drugs, to carry the money, and to do the work, to do the shootings if they need it, okay? Because they know nothing is going to happen. We need to get back to people need to be responsible for consequences of their actions. We cannot continue to allow those 16 and 17-year-olds, which are really funny because they claim they're children, but now there's groups that want them to be able to vote. So it's just, we need to address it. Now, some of the members in Albany are saying, well, we need more programs. You know what we need? We need a program that gives them a kick in the butt. We need a program that tells them you have to be a responsible citizen, okay? We can't just keep spending money and get the same results. So, yes, we do have to address it. But like I said, the only reason that some of the radical majority who've been pushing for these bills will do is they want more money. And it's not money. It's responsibility. So on that, on the bail reform, I think we're the only state that does not allow dangerousness to be considered in bail. Let's go back to that poor woman who had her head blown off in front of her children because of bail reform. It was a domestic violence. If we were able to keep him in jail, that woman would have been alive and those kids would have had a mother to take care of them. But the other is these petty larcenies, 220 arrests, and they can't hold them. They cannot do a thing. So we need to readdress both. But the difficulty in Albany is this. There's no ability for the radical majority members to compromise or discuss it with the minority members. Minority, I mean party minorities. Because we are not enemies. I'm a retired judge. I've got things I can add. I've got ideas. I've got suggestions. If they would just tell us what their ultimate goal is. But their ultimate goal is to disrupt based upon one or two. And they call it the Caliph Law, okay, at the bail reform. The kid in New York City who supposedly committed suicide. What they don't tell you is this. He was on probation for stealing a truck and smashing it into other cars. And I got this from the detectives in New York City. He was on probation, commits another crime, theft. But it was from a Mexican national who was here legally but went back home. They had no witness. And yes, he languished in jail longer than he should have, okay, in Rikers. But his mother never tried to get him out. The ACLU never tried to get him out because he was a problem. It was 2 years later he committed suicide. But when you listen to the story, what do you hear? Oh, this poor kid committed suicide in jail because he was forgotten. So let's be honest about it and let's tell the truth on these issues. So let's move on.
So do you think that there's any that we'll have any kind of special session or we'll have anywhere where the Democrats want to at least reform the reform, or are we stuck with this?
Not a special session, but what's interesting is some of the more liberal district attorneys are not calling for a review of both bail reform and a review of the raise the age. And they're not talking about, we need more money thrown at these projects. We need to get back to some form of responsibility, some form of putting a little bit of pause in their thought process before they commit a crime. You know, when I was being brought up, I mean, I was taught responsibility and respect. I was taught that if you don't listen to what your parents tell you, you suffer a little bit of a penalty. Now, in the old days, they could spank you, give you a timeout, put you in the corner. What they do in New York is this, okay? Their penalty is, well, you're going to go and we're going to build you a basketball court. We're going to build you a baseball field. We're going to give more money. We're going to give you a fake job so you have money in your pocket. So it's like, wow, if I commit a crime, I'm going to be rewarded. We got to take away the reward concept from that. So your question was, do I think there's an appetite? I think the only reason there might be an appetite is now you're getting some Democrats who are now screaming for we need to address the issue.
One other question, then I want to get into something local here. The Big Beautiful Bill, Pat Burke, your colleague from the other side of the aisle, was on last week talking about how awful it is for New York State. Do you see it that way, or what do you think the Big Beautiful Bill means for New York State?
I think what it means for you, New York State, is to look at their spending, look at their accountability, look at what is happening, okay? And all this is saying is, listen, we're going to give the benefits to those who are entitled, and we're going to try and weed out those that are not. And we can't just keep giving and giving. You know, I said this on the floor in the assembly, okay, and I will say it now. The difficulty with the socialists, they do not understand. Sooner or later, you run out of other people's money, okay? Companies are fleeing New York State. The stock market opened in Texas. They don't need to be here. The big accounting firms, a couple of them have already left. You can't just keep abusing the citizens, and you can't keep bringing in and allowing non-citizens to vote because you keep giving handouts. What are they going to do? Okay, now, and I'm not talking about all non-citizens, but we're talking generally. So what is wrong with saying if you're getting something for free and you're able-bodied, you got to either get a job part-time, you got to go to school, or you got to do some community service. What's wrong with community service? So it's putting accountability, and it's forcing a review of the processes. It's forcing a review of the expenditures. So it's doom and gloom, but nobody's been affected yet. That's the thing. This is all hyperbole, and it's political hyperbole. The written press is complicit. The New York Times is complicit in all of this, okay? I don't mind saying what it is, okay? And that's one thing you know about me. I will say it what it is. Why don't we wait and see, maybe New York, instead of criticizing and crying and whining, maybe they should start saying, you know what? Let's start looking. Let's start analyzing. Maybe we can save some money. You know, it's just really, let's talk Medicaid, okay? And under Governor Hochul, state share of Medicaid has grown by 60% in 4 years. Total Medicaid spending for fiscal year 26 is projected at $125.8 billion, an increase of $12.9 billion or 11.4% in 1 year. Now, out of those increases, is there individuals receiving?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Leaving it that aren't entitled. I would never want to take anything from anybody who is entitled. But I also think that there has to be accountability and responsibility. So until we really know in New York opens their eyes and says, okay, maybe we have to start thinking about the taxpayers. Maybe we have to start thinking about the budget. Maybe we need to start thinking about New York being the Empire State and addressing those issues instead of driving out. So let's see how it is. And if it hurts those that are entitled to it, I will speak out. But at this point, we don't know. So let's quit the doom and gloom. Let's quit getting people so worked up over what they don't know and start talking about being responsible for the citizens and taxpayers in New York State.
Absolutely. Assemblyman, a few weeks ago, I spent 12-plus hours working in Niagara Falls, New York, and it really opened my eyes. I did a few shows on this, and I thought I would ask you, you know, what went wrong, what is going wrong in Niagara Falls, New York?
Interesting, because I've just put together a study that I'm working on, okay? The main focus, what went wrong through the years, but part of that is in order for us to become a city again, what I mean by that is a prospering city, we need critical mass to support the businesses. We do not have critical mass. And so we need more market rate quality housing, whether it's apartments, whether it's condos, whether it's building and fixing the housing stock around the area. I've just sent through my coordinator, there will be a letter to the editor, to the news, outlining this. But as far as through the years, people here keep blaming New York State. So my study shows this. New York, over the past 50 years, this is Niagara Falls, New York, the state is not solely the fault, okay, but it has played a partial role alongside a range of complex and interrelated factors. Here's the key causes as I've seen them. One, deindustrialization. Two, environmental issues like lead canal. Three, poor urban planning and corruption. Four, failure to compete with Niagara Falls, Ontario. Five, high taxes and business climate. So it is not solely the state. So the final verdict in my study up to this point, and I'm going through it a little more, okay, is the state of New York is partially responsible, but not the sole cause. Decline in Niagara Falls is the result of national economic shifts, poor local governance, weak state intervention, and failure to adapt strategically to a changing economy. So let's take a factor, deindustrialization. state's responsibility, limited direct role, environmental disaster, Love Canal, partial responsibility, urban planning and local corruption, shared responsibility, competition with candidate, state underinvestment, taxes and regulatory burden, direct responsibility. So in going through that, you know, everybody has a little bit of the cause. But when you consider since 1964, when urban renewal began, other than 2 4-year, I believe there's only been two non-consecutive mayoral terms, the entire city has been controlled by the Democratic Party in Niagara Falls. There's been failed alleged silver bullets. There's been failed programs. But each of those failed silver bullets have cost the state and the city taxpayers. They blame the state because people go into the park. Well, the state gave you a world-class attraction. They've also given money. Trust me. Okay? If you really do the analysis, USA Niagara, which is the development arm through the state for Niagara Falls, they put millions and millions in it. They bought up the old properties owned by one owner that was not being developed. But City Hall controls. The Rainbow Center, City Hall controls. They will not work with the state at this point. I don't know why, but this is the past administration, 12 years, blue. 176 plus or minus a little bit of money, $1 million without one development, without one store or restaurant being developed in the downtown corridor. So it's poor management. Okay. And yes, the state has tried to help in recent years, but through the years, it's been I'm trying to figure out the best way to present this without pointing fingers, but it's been lack of city vision and management, and it's been one party rule. Lately, it's the state has had one party rule. Look at the disasters that have happened under one party rule. We have to get back to what is the core? What is the realization? We know the causes. I've come out with them, but housing, development, and we need to build housing. You can't rely on just the tourist industry. Even if you go to the shoulder seasons like they talk about, we need people in downtown Niagara Falls, and we need the neighborhoods improved. We need people to cut their grass, bring their garbage to the curb, clean their park, their porches, all right, instead of catering to those and trying to give them things so that they don't look at their responsibilities. Well, I recall Niagara Falls at one point hit about 110,000 people. We are down to approximately 47,000. Of those 47,000, approximately 65% are on public assistance. So where's the productivity? Where has Niagara Falls been addressing that? So if you take that 65%, okay, out of the 57,000 people, you only have a small core that is supporting the rest. We have to be brave enough to put those facts on the table and then start improving on them, okay? So this is what I have found has happened. It's not totally the state, but, you know, when you have one-party rule, you're going to kind of not step on the toes of your own party. So In essence and in summary, it's a team effort, and the team has failed miserably through the years. When Niagara Falls was highly industrial, it was the city fathers were like the kitchen cabinet. All the corporate titans, all the presidents of Carborundum, of Hooker Chemical, of all of the other companies. Well, with their demise and leaving the area, these individuals left. And what were we left with? No city fathers, no kitchen cabinets. And this is where we need to go. We need more of a diversified approach and concept. You talk about the city market in Niagara Falls. Yes, the state has given them money, but it's stalled because they had to hire a consultant. Okay? Well, let's just go to Providence, Rhode Island. They've got a similar type of setup for their market. Why not just fly there and take a look at it? businesses around the core, a center for a gathering and the live farmers market there. Improve that. All right, so we get these consultants that are young, no offense, that have no other ideas. Okay, get on a plane and go to cities that have developed. Go to the rust belts and see where they're headed. Instead of relying and spending dollars on somebody to tell you what is wrong. Okay, we know what's wrong. We see what is wrong. So there's ways to approach it. And unfortunately, okay, it hasn't been addressed. Now, the current administration has made some differences. They have used some casino funds to help the Main Street corridor. My focus now is going to be, let's bring people together. I have six towns, 1.5 cities. It's really amazing. All six towns and half the one I have, a half a city, are thriving. My full city is not. Okay? So does that tell you something? What is the formula for all these other areas? And they don't have that wonderful large attraction. So I got to assume we're running out of time. But if you have a couple questions on what I have said.
Yeah, for sure. So let's say we want to, you know, what's the first step from what you've discovered? What's the first step of reversing this? I mean, 65% on public funding, right? So only so many people putting back into the community. How do you turn around the city of Niagara Falls? What is the first important step?
I think for me, the first important step is to recognize we have to improve housing. Because if you don't want people, if there's nobody living here, you've got no need for local businesses. Local businesses cannot survive. So what you need is you need to bring vitality. You've got to focus on it, and you've got to clean up those areas where the local businesses are. But you also need what's called critical mass, and that's what urban planners refer to it as. I have been talking about critical mass for years. Unfortunately, we have a business in Niagara Falls that has struggled, and they are closing, okay? And that is the Power City Eatery. Now, Joe has done such a phenomenal job working against the tide, but it just got to the point where we don't have the critical mass. During the tour season, yes, people will come in. But what you need is you need vibrancy. You need people that live or are willing to take a bus or a bike and go to these places in the winter season. We need a few more diverse restaurants. So I feel that the number one is to focus on how do we bring people here. We're so close to Buffalo that if we had decent housing, we would be able to get these young urbans to come and live here. It's faster to get to Buffalo to work from Niagara Falls because of the parkway and the 190, the 290 out to Amherst, than it is from the south towns into Buffalo. So we have something we can sell, but we have an idea. We don't have the product. We got to focus on the product. Number two, what we have to realize is let's focus on what we have here. Talk about things for young people to do. They talk about amusements. One Niagara has some of the most phenomenal attractions you can imagine. They have invested. They've got a theater that was over $1 million with seats that move. They've got virtual reality games. They've got golf, okay, the golf simulators. We have some of this, but people need to understand and not complain. They have to get out. They have to be part of the solution. And being part of the solution is to get some pride back into the city, pride in your neighborhoods. I drive the streets, and some days I'm really, really disgusted at what I see. Okay? Simple, just the housing stock. So, like I say, I think we have to refocus. Okay? And we have to, yes, we are a tourist city, but we also have to look at new industry. The factories are gone. The chemical plants are gone, but we have a lot to offer. We have power, okay? The NYPA, the Niagara Power Plant. We have a power that can be given to these on the allocations to businesses to come here. Our current mayor is attempting. I mean, he really is. Okay, so this is not a criticism of the current administration, but it's an overall view from somebody who was born and raised in this city, who's tired of the complaints, who's tired of seeing it going nowhere, whose son had to leave the area. Fortunately, my daughter has stayed. I'm worried about my grandchildren. I'm worried about them as they get older. They're going to leave. I'm worried about my friends' families who have to leave. We need to create a need for people to be here. We need to focus on the little things. And throughout the years, as I said, the silver bullets never worked, because you can build you could have a silver bullet that you get to build. Okay, what we need is more entrepreneurs like the owner of Rainbow Air, over $12 million investment in new helicopters, and I think it was more than $12 million, and a visitor facility that is just incredible, incredible, with some virtual attractions, displays. We need things to be able to focus on, like the Aerospace Museum, okay, where if you sell it, people will come see it. It's history. It's Smithsonian stuff. We have that. We're just not focusing on stabilizing what we have and then move on from that. So I think the solution is people need to be able to talk more. People need to be able to understand that it's compromise. It's an exchange of ideas, and that we can't continue to use the same policies and formulas that have failed us for over 50 years.
Assemblyman Angelo Morinello, always an insightful conversation. Always appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much for asking me. I appreciate it. Letting me explain what my feelings are. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.